Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar, and today Mezekes Bava Basra, Daf Pei Hei, the fifth parak Amurka Sasvina. This parak has been generously sponsored by Rabbi Yecheskel and Anat Hartman, Lazer Nishmas Hagon Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, in honor of the publication of the Sefer Nuchusi Yama, his Shiurim, on this parak. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav and Shmuel say, Kelev Sha'adam Konu L'Bakom Makom, a person's kli can acquire for him anywhere, Chutz, Rishus HaRabim, except in Rishus HaRabim, because he has no right to place it there. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, Afil b'Rishus HaRabim, it acquires for him even in Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Papa said there's no disagreement. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are discussing a simta, the sign of Rishus HaRabim, and they called it a Rishus HaRabim because it's not a Rishus HaYachid. This interpretation is supported by the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that a person's kli acquires for him, b'kol makom she'yesh lo Rishus HaHanicho, anywhere he has a right to place it, implying that where he does not have a right to place it, such as Rishus HaRabim, his kli would not acquire. Point number two, a brisa states, Arba Midas Memochrin, there are four laws of sales regarding using kalim for acquiring. Number one, regarding a mida, a measuring utensil, which does not belong to the buyer or seller, but to a third party lent for the use, it's considered the seller's as long as it was not filled and does not acquire for the buyer. Once it is filled, it's considered the buyer's and acquires the produce for him. Number two, if the mida belonged to one of them, Rishon Kana, that owner acquires each bit as it's put into the mida. If it's the seller's, he keeps the produce even after the mida is filled. If it's the buyer's, he acquires each bit as it's put in. This is only in Rishus HaRabim or a Chatzer, She'enu Shel Shneim, not the property of either of them. Number three, in the seller's domain, Ulkana Ad She'yigbe'eno or She'yatzi'enu Rishuso. He does not acquire until he lifts it or takes it out of the seller's domain. And number four, in the buyer's domain, Kevin Shekibo Lav Mocher Kana Lokeach. As soon as the seller agreed to sell, the buyer acquires it. The Brisa concludes that if the produce was deposited with a third party, the buyer only acquires it after borrowing or renting the place where the produce is. This is part of the third category. And point number three, Rav Sheshes asked Rav Huna, Kelev Shelokeach Rishus Mocher, regarding the kli of the buyer in the seller's domain, Kana Lokeach Olo, does the buyer acquire produce place in it or not? A proof is suggested from the brisa just mentioned, which taught, in the third category, that in the seller's domain, the produce is not acquired until the buyer lifts it or takes it out of the seller's domain. Now, the Gemara assumes the case includes where the produce was put into the buyer's kli, yet it still does not acquire in the seller's domain. The Gemara answers that the case can be with the seller's kli. The Gemara objects that if so, the Seifa, the fourth category, which teaches that a sale in the buyer's domain is acquired immediately, also presumably refers to the seller's kli. But if we say that a buyer's kli acquires even in the seller's domain, then we consider the kli as the produce's primary location, not the domain under it. If so, then here too, the buyer's domain should not acquire produce which is inside the seller's kli. The Gemara answers that here, the produce is in the buyer's kli, because each category discusses the common occurrence of using the kli belonging to the domain's owner. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav and Shmuel say, Kelev Sha'adam Konu L'Bakom Makom, a person's kli can acquire for him anywhere, Chutz M'Rishus HaRabim, except in Rishus HaRabim, because he has no right to place it there. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, Afil B'Rishus HaRabim, it acquires for him even in Rishus HaRabim. Rav Papa said there's no disagreement. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are discussing a simta, the sign of Rishus HaRabim, and they called it a Rishus HaRabim because it's not a Rishus HaYachid. This interpretation is supported by the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that a person's kli acquires for him, b'kol makom she'yesh lo Rishus HaHanicho, anywhere he has a right to place it, implying that where he does not have a right to place it, such as Rishus HaRabim, his kli would not acquire. Point number two, a brisa states, Arba Midas Memochrin, there are four laws of sales regarding using kalim for acquiring. Number one, regarding a mida, a measuring utensil, which does not belong to the buyer or seller, but to a third party lent for the use, it's considered the seller's as long as it was not filled and does not acquire for the buyer. Once it is filled, it's considered the buyer's and acquires the produce for him. Number two, if the mida belonged to one of them, Rishon Kana, that owner acquires each bit as it's put into the mida. If it's the seller's, he keeps the produce even after the mida is filled. If it's the buyer's, he acquires each bit as it's put in. This is only in Rishus HaRabim or a Chatzer, She'enu Shel Shneim, not the property of either of them. Number three, in the seller's domain, Ulkana Ad She'yigbe'eno or She'yatzi'enu Rishuso. He does not acquire until he lifts it or takes it out of the seller's domain. And number four, in the buyer's domain, Kevin Shekibo Lav Mocher Kana Lokeach. As soon as the seller agreed to sell, the buyer acquires it. The brisa concludes that if the produce was deposited with a third party, the buyer only acquires it after borrowing or renting the place where the produce is. This is part of the third category. and point number three, Rav Sheshes asked Rav Huna, Kelev Shelokeach Rishus Mocher, regarding the kli of the buyer in the seller's domain, Kanu Lokeach Olo, does the buyer acquire produce place in it or not? A proof is suggested from the Brisa just mentioned, which taught, in the third category, that in the seller's domain, the produce is not acquired until the buyer lifts it or takes it out of the seller's domain. Now, the Gemara assumes the case includes where the produce was put into the buyer's kli, yet it still does not acquire in the seller's domain. The Gemara answers that the case can be with the seller's kli. The Gemara objects that if so, the Seifa, the fourth category, which teaches that a sale in the buyer's domain is acquired immediately, also presumably refers to the seller's kli. But if we say that a buyer's kli acquires even in the seller's domain, then we consider the kli as the produce's primary location, not the domain under it. If so, then here too, the buyer's domain should not acquire produce which is inside the seller's kli. The Gemara answers that here, the produce is in the buyer's kli, because each category discusses the common occurrence of using the kli belonging to the domain's owner. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pehei, and our standard siman relates to a peh, a mouth, and we use a dentist for the siman, a dentist. So here goes. The dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, using strategies he learned from his book on sales called Arba Midas B'Mochrin, wondered if the patient in his office acquired the celery he was selling to promote flossing when his assistant put it in the patient's bag. Once again in slow motion. The dentist, that must mean we're on Daf Pehei, peh, mouth. The dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, which reminds us, Gemara teaches that a person's kli cannot acquire in Rishus of Rabbim, but it can in a simta. So the dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, using strategies he learned from his book on sales called Arba Midas B'Mochrin, which reminds us, the Brisa states, Arba Midas B'Mochrin, there are four laws of sales regarding using utensils for acquiring. Number one, where the kli belongs to a third party. Number two, where the kli belongs to the buyer or the seller, but the transaction takes place in Rishus HaRabim. Number three, where the sale takes place in the seller's domain. And number four, where the sale takes place in the buyer's domain. So, the dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, using strategies he learned from his book on sales called Arba Midas B'Mochrin, wondered if the patient in his office acquired the celery he was selling to promote flossing when his assistant put it in the patient's bag, which reminds us of Rav Sheshes' Shaila to Rav Huna, Kelev Shelokeach Rishus Mocher, regarding the utensil of the buyer in the seller's domain, Kanu Lokeach Olo, does the buyer acquire produce place in it or not? So once again, the dentist marketing his services in an alleyway, selling cheap toothbrushes and putting them in people's bags for them to acquire, using strategies he learned from his book on sales called Arba Midas B'Mochrin, wondered if the patient in his office acquired the celery he was selling to promote flossing when his assistant put it in the patient's bag. All right, so now it's time for a four blah bach hazara. Daf pay off. So the simmer daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must be on daf pay off. The grandpa who bought two trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the psukim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas of one who buys two trees, acquires land, and if he is made vivakore by Bikurim. So the grandpa who bought two trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the psukim, told his grandson that he was bringing Bikurim based on the suffix that he might own the land, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the explanation that the reason for being maybe the Einakor is based on a suffix. Because of the uncertainty, the buyer cannot demand any land from the seller. Still, he must bring Bikurim because he might own the land. So the grandpa who bought two trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the psukim, told his grandson that he was bringing Bikurim based on the suffix that he might own the land, as he was about to hand them over to Shaliach, who is exempt from Kriya. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings challenges to bring Bikurim based on a suffix. Although Kriya Lama'akevah's reciting is not critical to bringing Bikurim, the application here is questioned from Rabbi Zera's principle that a mincha, which is Ein Rui Labila, not fit for mixing, Bila Ma'akevah's boat, the mixing is critical to it and invalidates the mincha. Here too, since Kriya may be required and cannot be done out of doubt, the Bikurim should be invalid. The Gemara answers that he sends the fruits with the Shaliach, which is exempt from Kriya. Daf pay base. So the simmer daf pay base is peanut butter. So here goes. The peanut farmer who put jars of pnei chama peanut butter. That must be on daf Pebes, the peanut farmer who put jars of Panay Chama peanut butter on the shoots growing out of the trunk of a tree he bought to indicate the shoots are his, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Pei Alef Amud Aleph taught that where someone bought trees but not land, that whatever grows from the geza, the trunk, belongs to the buyer, and whatever grows from the sharashim, the roots, belongs to the seller. Rabbi Yochan defines these terms, kol shero pnei chama, anything that sees the face of the sun, meaning that begins growing above ground, zehu mina geza. This is categorized as from the trunk. V'she'en ro pnei chama, and anything that does not see the face of the sun, meaning it begins growing from underground, zehu mina sharashim. This is categorized as from the roots. So the peanut farmer put jars of pnei chama peanut butter on the shoots growing out of the trunk of a tree he bought to indicate the shoots are his, and was busy picking fruit with his basket on the land that came with three trees he bought, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who buys three trees acquires land. Rabbi Yochanan explained how much land is acquired, tachtehen uvenehen, under the trees and between them, v'chutzelhen kamol orav asalo, and the land outside the trees large enough for one picking fruit and his basket beside him. So the peanut farmer who put jars of pnei chama peanut butter on the shoots growing out of the trunk of a tree he bought to indicate the shoots are his, and was busy picking fruit with his basket on the land that came with three trees he bought, was disappointed when he was told that neither he nor the seller may plant peanuts on that area of land, which reminds us, Abaya asked Rav Yosef, Osen Orav Asalo Mizoran, who may plant the area around the purchased trees for the picker to stand with his basket? Does the buyer acquire this land fully and may plant there, or is it essentially the seller's land and the buyer merely has the right to use it for harvesting his trees? The Gemara concludes that neither can plant in this area. Daf Pei Gimel, so the simmer Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The pogo stick champion, pogo stick, that must be on Daf Pei Gimel. The pogo stick champion, who jumped the full 16 amos space between three sole trees where the karka between them was also included, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokas about the required distance between three trees to acquire land. The Rabban hold the maximum distance between trees is 16 amos. So the pogo stick champion, who jumped the full 16 amos space between three sole trees where the karka between them was also included, and finished the race right next to the third tree of another set, which was on the border in between two fields, which reminds us, Rapapa asked, Machal Shnai B'toch Zedeo, if he sold in two trees inside his field, the Echad Oha Metzar, and one more on the raised boundary of the field, do they combine to a field of trees, or is it considered separate? If they do combine, what if the third tree he sold was in a neighbor's field? The Gemara concludes, Teku. So the pogo stick champion, who jumped the full 16 amos space between three sole trees, where the karka between them was also included, and finished the race right next to the third tree of another sold set, which was on the border in between two fields, claimed that the whole race was a mekach talis because they gave him a trophy made of olive wood, when sycamore wood was what they had agreed on, which reminds us, the Gemara brings arba midas mamochrin, four different laws of sales, where the sold item was found different than that was agreed upon. Eitzim shel zayis v'nimsu shel shikma. If the buyer and seller agreed on olive wood, and it was found to be sycamore wood, or the reverse, or they agreed on wine, and it was found to be vinegar, or the reverse, both of them can retract. This is a mechach taus, since it's a different item than agreed upon, and each party may prefer the item he was supposed to have. Daf pei dalad, so the simmer daf pei dalad is a launch pad. So here goes. The customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad, that must be earned off, pay dollar. The customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said that if one sells an item worth $5 for $6, defrauding the buyer, and its value rose to $8, only the buyer who was originally defrauded can retract. The seller can't, because the buyer could say, had you not initially defrauded me, you would not have been able to retract. Now that you have defrauded me, should you be able to retract? So the customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, by ordering wine for the trip, double-checking to make sure they weren't sold vinegar, which is technically the same mean, which reminds us, although the Rabban consider wine and vinegar one species, and although vinegar is inferior to wine, truma is still effective, as the Gemara Darshans regarding sales, all Tanaim agree that they are not the same and either party can retract, because there are those who want wine and not vinegar, and there are those who want vinegar and not wine. So the customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, by ordering wine for the trip, double-checking to make sure they weren't sold vinegar, which is technically the same mean, which they were kona by putting the bottles in a simta right next to the launch pad. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can acquire an item placed in a simta without using a kli. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which duff do we learn that if a seller overcharges and the item's value increases, the seller cannot retract? That's on duff. Pay dollar. Good. Number two, which duff do we learn? Because if one who buys two trees acquires land, and if he brings Bikurim and is Hore, that's on duff. Pay off. Good. Number three, which duff do you learn that a buyer of three trees has a right to land, Kamala or of a solo, for the picker and his basket? That's on duff. Pay base. Good. Number four, which duff do we learn Arba Midas Mamokrin regarding using Kalim for acquiring? That's on duff. Pay. Good. Number five, which duff do we learn Rav Yehuda quoted Rav called Parshman Dibre Torah? Whoever separates from Dibre Torah, Ish Ochalto, fire consumes him. That's on duff. Ein test. Good. Number six, which duff do you learn Arba Midas Mamokrin where the sold item was found different than what was agreed upon? That's on duff. Pei Gimel. Good. Number seven, which duff do you the question whether a buyer acquires produce placed in his kli that is in the seller's domain? That's on duff. Pei Hei. Good. Number eight, which duff do you discuss if wine and vinegar are considered one or two meaning regarding truma and sales? That's on duff. Pay dollar. Good. Number nine, which duff do you learn that neither the buyer nor the seller can plant in the area of the or of a solo? That's on duff. Pay bays. Good. And number 10, which duff do you learn a person's kli cannot acquire in Rishus of Rabim, but it can in a simta? That's on duff. Pay. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.